This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Roby Brock, who is a content partner, friend of Ozarks at Large, has been a contributor to Ozarks at Large since we went daily with his TalkBusiness.net, TalkBusiness Arkansas. His latest project is Talk Business and Politics, a television show that is aired on Little Rock's KATV, the ABC affiliate in Central Arkansas. Steve Inman, who is an anchor and a member of the KATV news team, is the co-host of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock.
That's right. Elections in 2014 will dominate much of the conversation in the coming months here in Arkansas, but it's not, and elsewhere, but it's not too early to begin looking toward 2016. KATV's Steve Inman spoke with Craig Smith for a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. Craig Smith is a senior advisor to a political action committee called Ready for Hillary.
There's probably no potential candidate being talked about more for the 2016 presidential race than the former First Lady of this state and former First Lady of our country and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. First of all, I appreciate it.
Before we get into why you're in Arkansas now and why you're a part of this political action committee, you do have a long history with the natural state. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I went to high school in Searcy. Went to college at the University of Arkansas. I went to work in the governor's office for Governor Bill Clinton back in 1985. First employee of Clinton for president in 1991. Political director of that campaign, and then from there went on to Washington.
Yeah, so you have definitely have Arkansas roots, to say the least. So now, as the fundraising kind of gets kicked into high gear this far out, tell me why Arkansas and why now is this effort being brought?
Well, you know, there's a couple reasons. One of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that there is a outlet for all of this enthusiasm that's across the country, not only here in Arkansas, but in all 50 states, of people who think Hillary Clinton should be the next president of the United States. They think she's the most qualified candidate in either party, and there's this excitement out there. And it is our goal to try to organize and channel all of this excitement, not only for her if she decides to run in 2016, but to be able to channel all of this excitement to use in the 2014 races too.
Let me read you a couple of numbers. The 2008 Democratic primary here in Arkansas, obviously Mrs. Clinton did very well, 70% to then Senator Obama's 26%. But if you go to the 2012 general, Mitt Romney carried this state with 61% of the vote. And the last four presidential elections, Arkansas has gone Republican. So what makes you think Hillary could take the natural state?
The only two times that a Clinton has been the Democratic nominee for president, Arkansas went Democratic. I think we'll try Clinton as the Democratic nominee for president again and see what happens.
And well, certainly Clinton is favored too. If you look at every potential head-to-head matchup that I could find so far, Mrs. Clinton is beating the potential Republican candidate for president. Certainly, all of the talk on the Democratic side is with Hillary Clinton. The Republicans have a half a dozen guys maybe that may or may not run. Is that an advantage when it comes to fundraising?
Well, you know, it does help. I think, you know, there's this kind of interesting juxtaposition. You know, normally it's the Democrats that have this huge fight going on and this huge battle within the party, and the Republicans are very organized and very, you know, they are quick to a consensus. Here we see, as we go into 2016, the Democrats across the country are united behind the most qualified candidate. In this case, it's Hillary Clinton. The Republicans are spinning off in four or five different directions. You know, so it's somewhat unusual, being a lifelong Democrat, to see our party so organized and unified this early, and the Republicans in somewhat of disarray over there on that side.
Now, you mentioned the energy for the 2014 election, too. If you're getting donations now for 2016, and you are signing people up and getting donations for Hillary Clinton for president, is there a fear at all you're taking money away from a couple of tight races in this state?
No, not really. You know, 98% of the people that give us money are contributions of less than $100. Actually, about half of the people who've given us money, like 23,000 people, have given us contributions in the exact amount of $20.16 for the 2016. So we're not soliciting huge chunks of money. Because at the end of the day, we're a super PAC. We can never give her the money if she decides to run. But the names and the enthusiasm and the lists are what's more important to us than the money. So, you know, a $20.16 check or online contribution isn't going to be really having that much impact on anybody else, I don't believe.
So the natural follow-up question to that is can it make a difference in a campaign when it may take $1 billion to run for president?
Well, you know what? If you can get somebody to give you $20.16 now in the hopes that Hillary Clinton will run, if she decides to run, they'll give more than that down the road.
Now, I do want to touch on the numbers. How many people have you signed up? And obviously, you're not just taking money, you're also getting some information. What are you going to do with this?
Well, right now we've signed up about 1.8 million supporters across the country. We have 850,000 people who have indicated that if she runs that they will volunteer to help on the campaign. We've received contributions from over 50,000 people. As I said, most of them very small amounts. And this is a way to demonstrate to her that if she is willing to make this race, that there will be millions of people out there willing to help her do this.
All right, Craig Smith, thanks very much for joining us.
That was KATV's Steve Inman speaking with Craig Smith for a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. Smith is a senior advisor to a political action committee titled Ready for Hillary.